WJTL bringing you Toby Mac. Get back up. Good morning to you. Happy Wednesday at 7:19.
Hey, happy good morning to you. Weather-wise today, cloudy, chance of showers, high 56. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, low 40 on the overnight. Thanksgiving Day warming up to a high of 48. Sunny, windy, colder than today by about 10 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, a high 46. It's 45 here in Manheim.
We're celebrating Thanksgiving this morning with Lisa Landis in Water Street Mission. Good morning, Lisa.
Yes, good morning to you. We are here in the dining hall enjoying breakfast, which goes the rest of this hour. And we are meeting some of the Water Street Mission guests and residents. And right now I'm here with Water Street Mission guest Agnes. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Would you mind sharing your story?
Yes. I came here like a year and a half ago. I married 16 years, separated for six. I was living with friends, and their landlord found out I was living there, and basically I had no choice but to leave there and come here. I have an 11-year-old son, and I am struggling right now to get visitation to see him.
What are some of the ways that Water Street Mission has been helping you through this time, this crisis?
Well, he was here a little bit with me for a couple months. Then I had to send him away for a little bit. And they backed me up. They gave me the little push that I needed to get him the help that he needed for his behavior issues.
And some other ways? Could you share some other ways that Water Street Mission has been there for you?
They have an awesome counseling services here through trauma, basically just Phil Haven. They help you touch bases like that you don't want to really face yourself.
And what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving season? Maybe it's a couple things. Maybe it's one big thing that you're so extra thankful for this season.
Pretty much the people that I've got to know here, they're like my family. We just support each other and help each other when we're down or just need to talk or anything, even the employees and stuff like that.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow?
Yeah, I heard it's supposed to be pretty awesome.
Is there any, like, one thing that has to be on that Thanksgiving table for you food-wise? Like, what's your favorite?
I'm looking forward, hopefully, to the sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah. You know, so often that's what people say is their favorite. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Agnes.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk a little more about tomorrow's Thanksgiving feast.
Yeah, so tomorrow from 12 to 6, we just have the dining hall open all afternoon and evening for lunch and dinner, and our guests can just come and hang out for the day. It's also open to the community, so if there are people in the community who are in need and don't have a family Thanksgiving, they can join us tomorrow just for a day of kind of warmth and food and fellowship here at Water Street.
And again, this is something we can just drop in on. We don't have to make reservations.
Absolutely. It's open to the public. Anyone can come that wants to just join and be a part of the fellowship tomorrow.
Yeah. And before we send it back to the studio, talk again about your Rescue Mission food drive. I know it's really important that we get some of these donations, and it runs between now and December 20th.
Yeah, the food drive really provides food for us all year round. Enough food usually comes in, so we need your help to help provide that food that to last the year for our guests and also to help a lot of the families in the community that come to Water Street for support. So drop off your non-perishable goods at Turkey Hill Minute Markets, M&T Bank, Sharp Shopper, or Wheatland Federal Credit Union.
Yeah, I'm sure that you get a lot of help and support this time of the year, and then people might forget that you need volunteers and you need food throughout the year, not just at the holidays.
Absolutely, yeah. We have plenty of volunteers for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, but we do need volunteers year-round. We're open 365 days a year and serving three meals a day, and then support services of all different kinds, everything from counseling, as Agnes mentioned, a great partnership with Phil Haven to do that. But also we need volunteers that help in other support areas with our programs.
And again, I guess the best place to go is WSM.org.
Absolutely. WSM.org, and you can learn all about how you can help.
Oh, And we will be coming back to meet some more Water Street Mission guests. And we have a resident here as well. And we'll talk with them later this hour and next hour. Back to you, Fred.
Thank you, Lisa, Jack, and Agnes. That was awesome. Back to the music with the McClures. This is Now I See on FM 90.3 W.